Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where you will learn the 12 steps to starting the new year with your best marketing potential. Brought to you by Top Advisor Marketing, a done-for-you podcasting solution built for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of the 12 Days of Marketing, Matt Holleran and Kirk Lowe.
Hello and welcome to day number 8 of the 12 Days of Marketing. I'm Matt Holleran. Today we're going to talk about starting a video blog or a vlog. Now, if you go to topadvisormarketing.com and go to our blog, you will see very, very quickly that we have created a great white paper, which we'll make sure are in the show notes here and attached to this podcast, because we talk about the three crucial components of financial advisor video. This is really applicable to a vlog specifically. Now, going back to what a vlog is, it's a video blog. So it's your opportunity to get in front of a camera, say something really nice and smart, and connect with your clients. But there's three major components that you have to pay very close attention to make it so this vlog is worth watching. Number one, you have to have a message, but the message is only part of it. Your vlog should have a reason, but you should be passionate about the reason. When somebody's watching you on video, you better be animated, you better be excited, and you better convey that passion, because if you don't, people aren't going to watch. Next, you have to make sure that your delivery is spot on. Practice, practice, practice. Don't memorize a script, but practice. When you're speaking to a camera, speak like that camera is a human being. Speak like that person is giving you visual feedback. They're nodding their head. All of those things are very, very important when it comes to your message. And last but not least, make sure that your content is spot on. Educational content is awesome. Doing Q&As with yourself or maybe even with somebody else on a vlog is wonderful. Make sure that it's useful information. It's not just a setup for a free consultation. It's actually an opportunity for you to connect and educate your general public. A couple of finer points, I might as well spend a little bit of time on this too, is you have to have a three-step process when it comes to your message. Number one, you have to outline the problem. Number two, go through your points one by one. And number three, make sure you restate your whole idea here. So, quick three-step process to deliver your message. And if you do that, you are going to be very, very, very good. Number two of these three things that you have to make sure that you do to have a crucial and fantastic video blog is you have to make sure your technical specs are right. So this is your infrastructure. One of the biggest mistakes financial advisors and pretty much anybody with a vlog makes is their audio stinks. If your audio stinks, you're done. If they can't hear you, you don't seem like you're speaking clearly. If you're overmodulated, undermodulated, if there's a hiss, if you are popping your P's and your S's a lot, those are things that drive people crazy when it comes to audio. Second, you have to have the best lighting you can possibly get. In our white paper, I talk about it's a three-point lighting system. All you need is three good lights. So find three good lights. It's also great to have natural light, but make sure you have good lighting. After you have your lighting taken care of, you have to think about the camera itself. Your phone takes 1080p video. That's basically high definition video. Your webcam on your computer takes high definition video. If you want to use a DSLR camera or another video camera like a GoPro, those are fine too, but you need to make sure that it's going to be able to be delivered to your computer where you're going to be editing this as seamlessly as possible, which brings us to editing. Editing video is really quite difficult. There are lots of programs out there that you can use, but unless you have the patience to sit and edit video and edit it well, this is something you probably want to outsource. There's a great website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. We talk about it all the time. You can find somebody who's going to be able to edit your video for a lot less expensive. And somebody who really is a pro, whereas you're a novice, I've been editing video for a long time and I'm still nowhere near a pro, which is why I do a lot more podcasting than I do a lot more video. If you do want to do it yourself, if you're just that financial advisor, iMovie for Mac or Camtasia for PC are great programs, but again, watch a lot of videos, bone up on it, practice before you shoot your first one. Very few of you are going to be able to get it done in your first take. Maybe some of you will. Editing is a bear, and there's a lot of people out there who make quite a good living off doing something that's quite difficult. Now, something else that I think goes overlooked a lot is your personal appearance. You have to make sure that you're wearing the right clothing. There are certain patterns that will really mess with your camera because the patterns in your shirt will actually create this very specific kind of effect that is very disorienting to the viewer. So very standard solid colors are great. Wearing a jacket or a scarf, make sure you have some accessories so that you don't look so plain. And talk to somebody who knows skin color. Talk to somebody who understands fashion a little bit, because many of you will wear clothing that does not accentuate the natural tones of your skin, your eyes, your hair. Take a few minutes, go to a trusted store, find somebody who can help pick you out a great outfit, and go ahead and do there. And this might sound really funny, but check yourself in the mirror before you record, because you could be, you know, 3 to 5 minutes into a great vlog and you're super excited about it, and then you realize through editing you've got a big piece of broccoli in your teeth. Last but not least is part 3, which is publishing and promoting. YouTube is still hands down the best place that you can put stuff. Now, you can turn off comments for compliance reasons on YouTube. YouTube is the second largest search engine used in the entire world. Make sure you're putting great keywords in there. Make sure that you describe the video so you're going to have a nice narrative that goes along with it. You can do the same thing on Vimeo. Vimeo does not show up in Google searches because Vimeo is not owned by Google, where YouTube is. Make sure you do a lot of hashtags. And we do have some good little pieces within our white paper here, the 3 crucial components of financial advisor video that can help you a whole bunch. 2018 could be a great year for you to shoot a lot of video. Just keep in mind, 1, video is unforgiving. 2, make sure you're prepared. 3, make sure you love doing video. And 4, make sure you look fan-freaking-tastic. And with that, that was the 8th day of the 12 days of marketing here at Top Advisor Marketing. Thank you very much, and we'll have another one here really soon.